John, you compounded your error by saying I could share anything that was on my mind. Is that correct? Am I to take that seriously? Those of you who have, I was going to say, had the privilege to know me, I perhaps should restate that as misfortune. Mary is laughing, Mary Faulkner, would know that was a dangerous thing to say with me. It's a privilege to see all of you, to be here sharing with you. As I look out among the group today, I see a number of you that I've had the chance to share with over the years at Sandy Creek, to be encouraged by all of you, to be in your homes. It's a privilege to see you again. Could you open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 45? Not what would be seen as a stereotypical missionary passage. Jeremiah chapter 45. Chapter 45, verse 2. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch. You said, ah, woe is me, for the Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I am weary with my groaning and have found no rest. Thus you are to say to him, thus says the Lord, behold, what I have built, I am about to tear down. And what I have planted, I am about to uproot. That is the whole land. But you are seeking great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for behold, I am going to bring disaster on all flesh, declares the Lord. But I will give your life to you as booty in all the places where you may go. We may remember some of the context with this. Baruch was the secretary of Jeremiah, a man who had a very difficult position in life. Jeremiah, we recall, was a very unpopular prophet. And for that reason, he was not able to share his message any longer in public. And so he would send his secretary, what I cannot say, you will say. Can you imagine being in that position? What a terrible situation. It is only natural that Baruch would become somewhat down, depressed, as we use that term today, probably lacking a vision for that work, struggling with his position in life. To help us understand this a bit more, his brother has been appointed to a position in King Zedekiah's court. Here is one brother who is trying to serve God and has to give this terrible, unpopular message to share that with others. Others are criticizing him, and his brother is given this position of honor, power, perhaps fame, in King Zedekiah's court. Baruch was suffering in the spiritual battle. And if there's anything I can share with you today about the work in Bolivia, about the Lord's work wherever it is found, here in the United States and Canada, wherever his work is found, is that we are involved in a spiritual battle. It is easy for us to look at the material. It is easy for us to look at what we can see, what we can touch, what we can feel, and forget that each one of us is involved in a spiritual battle. We think it will all last. We think it will all be here. However, it does change. I came in this morning, and several of you looked at me from the nose up, you knew you recognized me, but without the beard, it was difficult, I know. And I kind of saw people looking at my eyes and perhaps seeing something else missing. And I know you might have not noticed that, but I'm conscious of that changing. And we change. Those things we count on change. The material can change too. What we count on can be gone in a moment, as we've heard in that apt example of that gentleman who had lost such great wealth in the stock market crash of over a year and a half ago. Those things we count on that we feel are solid, which are really there, and we make that mistake even as Christians, can be gone in a moment. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Thus, in verse 4, thus you are to say to him, thus says the Lord, behold what I have built up, I am about to tear down. What is this that was to be torn down? All of the nation? All of those things which Baruch might have counted on, which he might have thought were the real reality, were to disappear. Everything that he had counted on. And the Lord says to him, the only thing that will remain, you'll be given your life, but I will give your life to you as booty in all the places where you may go. I will give you life. I will lift you up or I will take you down. I am the one that will give you ministry or have it disappear. I am the Lord God. You and I are involved in a spiritual battle. Sue and I find ourselves in that spiritual battle most of the time in Bolivia. It's a wonderful place to be, in part because it's very easy for Bolivians to see that spiritual battle. I think most of us as North Americans are quite materialistic. I do not mean that we're placing great emphasis on our wealth. Many of you have given sacrificially to the Lord's work. And I want to say thank you from Sue and I to all of you for your giving to the work he has given us. Thank you very much. I'm not referring to that. But by material, I mean we think what is here is reality. That's no different than the dialectic materialists in Russia, in Romania, in other countries. We criticize the communists for their politics, but maintain many of their same worldviews and philosophies. Brothers and sisters, as we talk about evangelism, as we talk about a vision, as we talk about recapturing that vision among the New Testament assemblies here in North America, let us remember that we are involved in a spiritual battle. Let us remember that the Lord goes with us, and he will lift us up or take us down as he sees fit. He will give that blessing. We are simply called to be involved in the spiritual battle. I was asked by Sidney Green, we were talking on the phone, how much I enjoyed that this week, Sidney, as we talked together, something about how I was called to Bolivia. And unfortunately, I have a difficult time responding to that because I was never called to Bolivia. I sincerely feel that, by the way. I was called to be involved in the Lord's work wherever that may be. And as I talked and prayed with those men who were elders at our assembly at that time, we looked and saw certain doors open and certain doors closed and prayed together some more and felt that some things would be a good idea and the Lord might be working that way. But our first desire was to be involved in the Lord's work. I hope that is your desire here this morning. Because whether you are here at Braeburn or one of the other assemblies here in the Houston area or one of the other assemblies in Louisiana or Texas, we are involved in the spiritual battle. We are involved in the Lord's work. And we are called to continue in that work. We have a gentleman in our assembly in Longview, 94 years old. Some of you know Mr. Johnston, a wonderful man. At his age, with some of his difficulties, his physical difficulties he has now, he becomes discouraged at times. And has sometimes said, I wonder why I'm still here. He is part of that spiritual battle yet. And as we had a chance to share with him the other day, we could see that. We were built up by him. We were encouraged by him. And wherever you find yourself in your life right now, you are to be involved in that spiritual battle as well. I could share more about Bolivia, and I would. I'm excited about it. But I find myself hesitant to do so because it's easy for us to focus in on one geographic area. And as excited as I am about Bolivia, and it is a great privilege to live there over the years, I do not want us to be mistaken that he is working there in some special way. Because he is working wherever his people is found. And that battle continues wherever his people are found. So unlike Baruch, I would hope that we could be encouraged. Encouraged by his presence with us. encouraged to look at the world in a different way, encouraged to see the spiritual battle we are involved with, and encouraged to continue on, because he will lift us up, or he will put us down, but he will do it as he sees fit, as sovereign God. Our responsibility is to offer ourselves and be part of that battle. Once again, it's a joy to be with you. I hope we have a chance to share more during the lunch period, during the panel this afternoon. I want you to know what a joy it is for Sue and I to be for some months here in Texas involved in that spiritual battle. Thank you.